Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, grand rising, everybody. It is another beautiful Tuesday morning, and Tuesday mornings are my favorite day of the week. Why? Because we get to have the podcast, Self-Care, hosted by The Female Solution. And today we're going to be talking about maximizing brain health with CBD. And I have two returning guests, Lana Finney and Olga Garcia, and they are co-owners of an amazing CBD company here in Georgia. And I'm going to bring them on to tell you all about why they do what they do, why it's so important to use CBD to offset certain medical conditions, and I'll let them share about that, and why it's really good for mental health. And let's bring them on. So I have Olga Garcia.
Good morning, everyone.
Lana Finney.
Good morning.
Good.
Thank you for having us on again.
Oh, love having you ladies here. So you're such bright lights and brilliant, right? To boot, that doesn't hurt.
Sorry.
Well, birds of a feather flock together, right? Sorry, ooh, I'm snorting first thing in the morning.
It's early.
It is. So, anyway, tell us about Axiom CBD and, you know, why the two of you decided to go down that path, right? Because you already have a great, you know, facial care line, right? Why CBD?
I'll start, I guess, and then back a few years ago when first CBD was legalized, we were seeing it everywhere. CBD, 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 you know, everybody use CBD. People were approaching us at events and asking, you know, I want to sell you some CBD, or do you sell CBD, or what CBD should I use? So, Lana, bless you.
Thank you. Sneezing on the truth. Sneezing on the truth, as my mother would always say.
There you go. Exactly. You know, it's the same thing where we come from. If you sneeze, you're telling the truth.
Well, so, you know, my mother's from Poland, and my my mother, our ancestors, my mother's first generation American, and then my father was first generation from Russia. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I think we discussed it at some point that I have family from Poland as well, and the rest of them are from Russia. So it's an interesting mix that we all have there with all the superstitions and things like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the story. So Lana, you know, being the brilliant chemist that she is, and before she commits to anything, she researches it to a T. She started looking at what is CBD and why should we even bother? And it's probably something crazy that nobody wants. So, but after she looked at it, she was blown away, and she'll tell you more about it. But what she did was she went around the market and looked at all the available products at the time. And at that time, there were not very many.
I know that to be true because I was looking at CBD too. And first of all, a lot of the multi-level marketing companies that are selling the CBD, and I'm not dissing MLM because I'm part of some MLMs, but they don't tell you what the strains are. They're blending all these
strains. What's in the product, right?
Exactly what's in the product. And, you know, I'm kind of a blend between both of you. You know, I have a scientific side. And I also have more of the sales, marketing, and influential side. So I'm like smack dab in the middle of the two of you, right? And I like
perfect
to see the science.
You have best of both worlds.
You know, lucky dog me, but yeah. but I like the science. I want to know what I'm putting in my body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So after Lana looked at the ingredients and how they were processed and what kind of extraction they were using, she thought that it really, she can do better. And Lana, I mean, tell us why, because I know you like, I outlined like four things that they had to have to even be effective at all.
Well, yeah, when I start to look on CBD everywhere, it was four different parameters which is CBD has to meet to be the most effective. And sometimes I see all three, but I didn't see four. And I checked a lot of different brands which was on market, and not many of them actually meets these four different parameters, and no many of them meet at least three. So I decided to do it because I want to have the most powerful and the most right made, because a lot of stuff, I'm very picky when it's coming to meet some parameters, because it's exactly what's supposed to be success, any chemical reactions.
So what are the four parameters?
Have a rule, and
what are the
we cannot avoid it, unfortunately. Uh-huh.
What are the four parameters?
First of all, it's supposed to be, for my opinion, it's supposed to be CBD doesn't like oxygen.
Okay.
This is number one, actually. So it has to be extracted without oxygen. And only one extraction is meet this parameter. It's CO2 extraction.
Yeah.
The most expensive one in process, but the most pure one. And in that case, if it's CO2 extraction, normally brands put it on any label, because a label supposed to say consumer what it looks like, what it's supposed to be there. So first of all, it has to be CO2 extraction because it's oxygen free. Reason why CBD desperately needs be protected from oxidation. It's because CBD more fragile molecular than THC. THC is pack molecular. That's why people can smoke it. CBD better don't smoke.
Oh, well, CBD, I don't think smoking on anything is good, because it negatively impacts your lung health. Some of the things, like with the vaping and everything, is putting holes in these kids in their lungs. And I don't know, you're not supposed to heat up your body that high. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm against smoking anyway, but THC people can smoke and it will be not destroy the THC molecule. I mean,
you may
not
destroy the THC, but the heat's going to destroy your body.
Right, but right now we're just talking about the parameters, so.
Yeah.
I don't like smoking in the beginning, but what I mean that it's a THC molecule can be not possible. Basically, it's not easy to oxidate THC molecule, but it's so easy to oxidate CBD molecule. Just I try to explain. CBD molecule has two different group of, it's a double group of OH, very active group. So if I am CBD molecule myself, I have two hands. If I put oxygen in every hand, I don't have chance to connect with anything else.
Okay.
So I will be completely deactivated. That's why oxygen is very critical for oxygen environment, very critical for CBD. So it the best extraction is CBD extraction, I mean CO2 extraction. Rest extraction is bring some oxygen, like an alcohol extraction, or the worst is
steam extraction.
Steam extraction not good for that because it's a lot of oxygen in the steam.
Right.
So for me as a chemist, CO2 is a key. It's a key for the extraction for CBD.
And I want to add something real quick. I'm sorry, Lana. We get a lot of questions as to how many drops of CBD do I put in my tea or my coffee? And that's where I have to say you don't.
Before you take it, before you consume it, don't put it in any oxygen environment, hot water, tea, coffee. Don't eat it, actually, don't drink it, because enzymes in our stomach, they destroy CBD. It's for sure. Because
so I put mine in a veggie cap, and I drink it down with water.
It's protected then. It's protected.
Yeah, if you put it this way, yeah. But the most common thing is take it under the tongue.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah, this is the best. But when I did instruction, half pipette or full pipette under the tongue, is it anybody try to put 40 drops under the tongue? Is it possible? It's difficult. You cannot keep it there forever. So
it doesn't taste good either.
Yeah, CBD has to have a good, decent concentration. Anything less than 500, it basically means you have to swallow it anyway.
So 500 milligram per ounce, right, Lana?
Per ounce,
yeah. So is that the second parameter, the concentration level?
Yeah. So concentration has to be no less than 500 milligram per ounce. That's, you know, bare minimum.
Okay.
And Lana will show, I think she has the bottles there.
This bottle is 1 ounce. So it has to be not less than 500. In other case, you have to keep under the tongue so much that it will be very difficult to swallow or very difficult to keep till it will be coming through the lining.
That bottle that Lana is showing, we have it at the concentration of 1,000.
Okay.
And that's like a standard concentration. And then we also have a 750 for those who want a gentler introduction, because it's not like, you know, the more the better. Sometimes less is better. It
sometimes
just depends
less
on,
is more, right? Yeah.
Right. Depends on your body. Sorry,
yeah. So the second rule is concentration. It's supposed to be kind of high before you will put it under the tongue, because one drop it's easier to keep under the tongue than 100. The third rule is environment inside the bottle. A lot of people use, I saw it in the alcohol, I saw it in the water, I saw it in the MCT. So all of them full of, even people use olive oil. I still wonder why, because olive oil full of the oxygen. It's good oil, but it's not for the, be using as a base for a CBD because it's a lot of oxygen.
What kind of oil is a good oil that should not be used as a base for CBD? Olive oil, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better to use, it's good in salad, but it's not good in a bottle. Because olive oil compared to rest of the vegetarian oil is full of oxygen, which is good for the salad.
It goes rancid fast, olive oil, if I understand correctly. Yeah.
But a lot of people don't realize that CBD itself is not an oil. So you have to put it in something to keep it fresh, to keep it oxygen-free.
The thing is,
Sorry?
No, it's okay. It's a sure truth. It has to be in something. We use grapeseed oil because grapeseed oil is the most free oxygen in it compared to rest of the oil.
Okay.
And the fourth rule, it's a dark glass. It has to be some tan glass, dark glass, all kind of, but it cannot be seen by the sun because sun can destroy the molecular as well. So all these four rules was for me critical. And
so let me just make sure I understand the four, though. We've got the extraction, the concentration, the concentration. The third is the oil type, right?
Right.
And what's number four?
The base that you keep inside, yeah.
And what's number four?
Glass.
Oh, glass bottle, all day.
Mm-hmm. So basically the container. Yeah, the container has to be appropriate. If you see CBD that's packaged in a light container, for a transparent glass bottle or something like that, then they have to be sure to put it in the box that it came in, possibly, mm-hmm. or wrap it in something to just keep it from being lit up all the time, you know, with the light and the molecular being destroyed.
Well, yeah, and let me just take it, let me go down the rabbit hole a little further. It can't be in plastic because it will degrade the plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's really for most oils, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all oils, but anyway, all essential oils. It'll just degrade the plastic, and then the BPA or any other chemical that's in the plastic will then leach into your product. And
yeah,
I don't know if people are thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. Most of what we see around is in a glass bottle. We only use glass. So far, the industry has been pretty good about using glass as a general rule for CBD oils. But yeah, you're right. I mean, plastic.
Well, I have a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a company, we'll go nameless, that I have used in the past, about 4 years ago. It was in Illinois and Wisconsin. And then it had a topper. And the topper was that rubber topper with the glass, you know, dropper, you know, so you could get the tincture out. But over time, the topper was disintegrating.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah,
with
possible.
The oil, especially.
Yeah. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm like, so what am I really consuming here?
Oil can destroy rubber.
Yeah.
Not because rubber is, rubber in that case, you'll not much contaminate the oil, but oil can, you know, oil you cannot keep in a bottle. You open bottle, you have your bottle on your kitchen, open it, and you feel this oily, you can start to feel it oily, because oil cannot stay in a bottle. Since you open it, it starts to try to come away. Because molecules of the oils, they kind of try to push themselves from another one. They are very selfish. They don't want to stay in the crowd. It's what you feel every time when you open your bottle, that you feel it's a little bit oily surface on your bottle, not because you drop it and did not close it very good. It's because oil doesn't like to stay inside. That's why the tip of the
dropper,
yeah, is the tip is getting kind of like the oil coming between molecule of the rubber, yeah. This is.
What do I do with that? Do I just replace the dropper?
You can pour it in different bottle and use it. It's all you can do, but it has to be dark because CBD has to be active. When it's deactivated, instead of 1, 2, 3 drops, you have to take like 30 or 40, and it's definitely not easy. It's not easy for people consume so much. This is 4 rules, was very important. And it's funny, sometimes I saw nice CBD. It was 3 rules was definitely been followed to. And the fourth rule was they put it in the wrong bottle. And I thought, why? You spend so much money to make it. Why just don't buy it for 5 cents more and buy this regular bottle? For me,
yeah, they're
like
not expensive. I buy a lot of that these bottles, for my essential oil collection, right? Not CBD, so that I can make up my own little tinctures for people, so when they come see me as a client. I make up a tincture for them. Well, I mean, you got to have the right carrier for your product.
As far as carriers, Lana mentioned the grapeseed oil, but we also use hemp oil, which is super awesome for CBD because, it comes from, the same background. And then I've seen her use sea buckthorn. Rose hip. So there are a lot of different oils. Jojoba, I think, that is really good. Oxygen, low in oxygen oils that you can use. So
what
if, for example,
coconut oil? What about coconut oil?
Well, that's MCT, Lana. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, coconut oil itself it will be not bad base, but when coconut oil already liquid, in normal life, coconut oil is kind of like,
solid.
Yeah, but when it's liquid, it means that it was defractuated.
Lana, I'm sorry, I'm going to back up a little bit. Just in case you don't know, MCT is made from coconut oil when they chop it up and make it liquid from that semi-solid that it originally comes from.
I think most people don't realize that. So that's
good
point.
Unfortunately, people don't know the difference. But really, what's mean MCT? It's medium chain triglyceride,
right,
which is made from coconut oil. And what it's made like, it's coming through the steam.
Stream distillation.
Yeah. If you have this is molecular of coconut oil, it's big. What it's coming through the steam, it's broken in four different small pieces. It's make it liquid. But every one of the small piece of this molecule does have oxygen on every corner, on this and that end. This is mean, if I have the molecule, I have only 2 oxygen ends, only 2. When I cut it in 4 pieces, I will have 8. When I cut it in 8 pieces, I have 16 oxygen ends. So we're talking about big oxygen environment, which is not bad when we don't have anything fractal, like if it's a THC solution. Yes, but if it's a CBD solution, it's not right because you have so much oxygen in it.
Got it. Totally get that.
So when you see solutions in MCT oil, CBD house and MCT oil, unfortunately, we don't know how much of it may already be oxidized. I remember there was a story circulated around different vendors. You go into a store and people start telling you stories that they've heard or whatever as you were vendoring. Somebody said that a doctor, I think here in Atlanta, sent one of the bottles that he bought from somebody to an independent lab for analysis. And I don't remember. It was 2/3 of the number was already oxidized.
So 70% of the CBD already didn't work. I mean,
and that's when he originally purchased it, like before opening it.
Yeah, he sent the bottle to Jeff. He will not trust the people who sell him to this. He checked it, and he was very disappointed because it was 70% of the oil was already destroyed.
Yeah.
I was staying in the bottle. It was not, nothing been changed, but it's staying in the bottle. So that's why sometimes I see 2,500 milligrams in one bottle. Mm-hmm. That's still not working. People complain about it. They try, they don't feel anything. They think it's not working. Well, definitely CBD is working. It's more than 6,000 studies about CBD already been made, performed. It's working. It's just not every CBD working equal.
Yeah, you know, I think that, how do I say this? I feel like, first of all, I haven't met a CBD that doesn't work. You know?
You've been lucky.
Well, I have been, but I also, you know, as a medical intuitive, I channel it.
You're drawn to the right things, I guess?
Yeah. I can feel the vibration of whatever that product is.
But we see a lot of clients, and, you know, with numbers, you would get some statistics, and not to say that ours is completely, you know, true statistics. It's just people that we meet out in the field. And we have had some complaints, not about our product, but, hey, you're selling CBD. Yeah, I'm not interested because I've tried it once, and it didn't work for me.
How many strains are there of CBD, honey? Right? Really? There's more than one strain?
I mean, that's a lot of questions for us, yeah.
I mean, so that's what people, a lot of people don't realize. There's so many different strains of CBD. You can't say, well, I tried it once, it didn't work. That's like saying,
I don't like apples, but I don't have the glutes that I wanted, right?
Well, or it's like I don't like apples, right? But the only apple you ever had was a Granny Smith, and it was too tart.
Yikes.
Okay? And, but then you won't give Honeycrisp a try or the red apple a try or the, you know, the whatever 100 variations of apples that there are.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Right? And so I think that, and when you start looking at the different strains, each strain does something different for your body. Some are more for mental health. Some are more for lung health. I think that, you know, and Lana, correct me if I'm wrong, they all work on your central nervous system. But tell me, so we want to talk about how, I'm really glad we talked about, you know, the four parameters that you look at, because we want to make sure that people are asking these questions and getting access, you know, to clean products, which we're going to show them how to get in touch with you. And I'm going to go to commercial and then I'm going to come back, and I would like you to address why do you believe that this is important for maintaining your mental health? And we have a question, Yvonne Robinson. She says, Grand Rising Beautiful Queen teachers, this is crucial information. Thank you for sharing your expertise. Well,
thank you, Yvonne. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We're so grateful. And stay tuned because we're going to talk about why this is important for your mental health. And I'm going to share a story about what happened to me, because you guys aren't aware it just happened between last show and this show. And I had 4 brain tumors, so which are reversed. But, you know, because of my gifts. And then one second, she goes, apples are a great example, Miss Jody. I love Honeycrisp apples to eat, only juice green apples because they're bitter. Nice job.
Great advice.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. So let's go to commercial, if we could, and then I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to share quickly what happened to my brain and why it happened. And I'm Lana, I'm going to put you on the spot about CBD and how to counteract the effects of electromagnetic frequencies. Now, you may not have the answer, and if that's okay, research it while we're done. No, I'm just trying. But
you got 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute. But, I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I think it's something we can theorize about if, you know, you don't have the science, because I have my theories. So let's go to a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
See you soon.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Susan Essentials re-engineered with Health Bugs Club with a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
All right, so this is what happened. I just moved from Kennesaw, Georgia, to Marietta, Georgia. You two had visited me at the apartment that we had. We are now living in a lovely house amongst a lot of trees.
Congratulations, that's great.
If I could get my command center to the enclosed porch, I would hold the show there, the same.
Well, you'd be like Lana amongst the trees.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, it's pretty picturesque down there, I'm just going to tell you. So, but what happened was my master bedroom had 15 smart meters on it. And one smart meter is equivalent to 100, the radiation from 150 cell phones. And so I was being exposed to 2,250 cell phones while I was sleeping, which is when our body's supposed to heal, but also during the workday. So because I had my desk in our master bedroom, and my husband took the second bedroom to make it his office. And so I was in there 24/7. I was basically in a microwave. And I had such massive inflammation in my brain that I was crying myself to sleep. I had a doctor come out and analyze what was going on, which is what we shared on last week's show. He was on to give evidence, you know, my kidneys were failing, my liver was failing, my spleen was clogged. I had two tumors actually in my feet, one by the middle toe and the other one in the heel. And the heel hurt anyway because the kidneys were failing, and, you know, traditional Chinese medicine, they look at it that way. But then I didn't figure out until later into it. I'm like, well, my kidneys seem okay now. why is my heel still hurt? Well, because there was a tumor. And so I used a variety of things. I did use some CBD just to, because I feel like CBD vibrates very, very high. Like their frequency of CBD is so very high. And if you're in a low vibration frequency environment, best to offset that with something that vibrates high. I mean, I use pulse electromagnetic frequencies. I use a Faraday cap and cape to keep my brain and body protected while I was sleeping and walking around. So it was blocking it. I wore and still wear the PEMF device that puts a bubble around me. But what the doctor also saw was that I don't really think he thought I was going to live. And then he came back the next week and I reversed like in the first week, like 75% of everything. Because yes, I use CBD, I use PEMF, but I also use divine intervention, spontaneous remission. And so I cleared once I had enough energy and enough of the good stuff in my body, I was able to get my vibration up high enough so I could actually do the DI work, you know, DI meaning the faith healing, you know, mm-hmm. so I could do the faith healing. And then he came back and he's like, you know, how did you do that? And so he actually got on the show and spoke about it because it's a rarity. He said it, my pulse was imperceptible, which quote unquote, imperceptible. I think that when we are in harm's way and we're being exposed to these things, these dangerous frequencies, I'm going to go on the record for saying that I think CBD vibrates higher even than Rose. I don't have fact of it. I haven't measured the frequency, but I think that it's higher than Rose essential oil, which is 520. So, and that's the frequency of love. And for some reason, spirit just keeps on telling me CBD can bring harmonization to our bodies and our brain, right? And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But
I'm so glad you're better. That sounds not fun at all.
There's not a lot that scares me. And I was scared. And if God was going to take me, he was going to take me. But he didn't have that intention. He mm-hmm. wanted me to show the world what you can do with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like you're powerful. We're powerful humans, right? And he wanted me to show up and show off, not brag, but I mean, like show up for the world about this is what you can do with your body, kind of
right.
like you, Lana. Right? Look, I mean, your story is phenomenal. You showed up, and now you get to show off. Would you share your story before you comment on the EMF? Or whatever way you want to do it. I mean, but I want people
it's
to know
okay.
your story.
I mean, probably people from last stream can remember it, but
we
yeah,
always have new listeners, so let it rip. Yeah.
Okay. In 1993, as a chemist in the lab, I was, it was big bottle of sulfuric acid broken in my hands, and I had a huge, massive chemical burning on my skin, and I was treated by the natural stuff. It was this time it was sea buckthorn oil and rosehip oil,
mm-hmm.
and it was very successful because anybody can today open internet and find out how people, even after so many different plastic surgeries, they still look. They hardly barely have their face.
Mm-hmm.
I have my face back, and it was no plastic surgery. Back to 90s, it was already 30 years ago. It was actually exactly 30 years ago. We'll be in October, but
and
it gave me
great.
Experience.
And I just want people to know, I've met both these beautiful ladies in person. But Lana, I've seen you up front. The camera is not hiding anything. Lana is gorgeous. You guys are both gorgeous, but we're talking about Lana. And her skin is gorgeous in person as well as it is on this, you know.
Yeah, I still have evidence of the burning, of course. You cannot get it off. But compared to what it's supposed to look like, what how people look after treatment, it's nothing comparable. It's live skin. It's what was most important, it's a live skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dead scar tissue. It's breathing, it's working, it's stretching. It's some issues, but not life-threatening. If it will be, they will treat me with regular medicine like they normally do, because I have my colleague who did have the same, even much less, 100 times lesser, because she was behind me, the same acid burning, and her scar tissue is not replaceable. So it's very bad compared to regular fire acid burning coming deeper, because acid eat cells, it's layer by layer, and it's coming so deep that it's very difficult to treat it back. In my case, because they use a lot of the doctors use only natural stuff. It was economical.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I recall the story correctly, they didn't have access to Western medicine. They go, I guess we're going to have to use these plants.
They have to use something, and they have to use natural. So natural stuff today for a lot of doctors is no plan at all, or it's plan B in bed. But sometimes we forgot that Mother Nature make us. Did for us everything already. It's there. We just have to use it.
And Lana, I can't agree more. Yeah.
I'm just going to mention that Lana, she got a 40%. 40% of her skin was affected. And I think the doctor told you may not survive, or some doctor was surprised that you didn't.
If it will become deeper in my lungs, I probably will not survive. Yeah, because it will be swollen lungs, and at that time, they try to treat now people with that semi-successfully, but back to 90s, it was no choice. In that case, I will die.
But God had another plan.
If anybody is interested in seeing more of Lana's story, we did a video at goldenfay.com, our original website. And there's a video on our blog available that says Meet Your Chemist. And it kind of talks in depth about Lana's journey and what she was able to accomplish once she survived and started to research different plants and herbs and how she was able to heal her skin, even though her her friend that was standing behind her got a similar acid burn and was treated with traditional medicine, and now her skin is not nearly as good as Lana's is. Yeah, it's that one right there at the bottom.
Yep, so I'm going to put this in the thread so people can have an opportunity to listen to Lana's story.
Mm-hmm.
And then also let people know that Axiom, which is the website is cbdaxiom.com, and I'm going to share that. There we go. So people can.
That's our second one, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we separated our websites for regular skincare and our CBD products for legal purposes. But in the Axiom site, you can still find several different skincare products that are CBD skincare products. And when Lana was mentioning, you know, swallowing CBD or putting it under your tongue, which is the best way, some people who cannot tolerate the, you know, the drinking of oil or the putting the oil in their mouth, we have some people like that.
Just be aware, if you're missing their gallbladder, right?
Yes, you can use it on your skin as a skincare product and still get the same benefits you would from placing it under your tongue. So you may have to use a little bit more, but it'll get there. It'll get where it needs to go. And Lana's going to tell you how.
Yeah, I want to just share something kind of funny. So, yeah, there are gosh, it just cracks me up. I was looking up about the gallbladder, and I think I'm not even going to say what website it was. And the first thing they said is, you don't actually need your gallbladder. Like, really?
My husband just went through a surgery where they removed it, and I can tell you, I think he really would have to, you know, would like to have it back, but it's not an option. But it's not the same either, you know, now that he doesn't have it.
Well, my girlfriend doesn't have hers either, and they take it out. You know, and by the way, we can work with divine intervention, spontaneous remission on that when people have something that's failing. That's a good time to come see me. But you need your body parts. Thank you. And say, we were just joking about the gallbladder, or we were just joking about your tonsils. You really don't use it. And we created a whole medical system just so we can make sure we had a way to take it out of your body because you really don't need it. Yeah. Not
I really like mine.
So,
well, you know, mm-hmm. we can remove everything. We have two hands. If we lose one hand, we still can live with one. We can lose our leg, we can live without it, but it's a different quality of life.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend can't eat fatty foods because, you know, the gallbladder works to get, you know, I'm not the anatomy and science expert, but it processes the bile. Let me just look this up. But the fat is what it...
Yeah, fatty foods are an issue.
Yeah, so the gallbladder stores and concentrates bile from the liver, right? And then the bile is then released into the first section of the small intestine, where it helps your body break down and absorb fat from food. So if you don't have a gallbladder, where's your liver sending the bile, right? And how well are you going to process fatty foods? And why is processing fatty foods important? Because you need fat for your brain health. Your brain is 70% fat, 60 to 70, depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, fatty food we need anyway. Yeah. Fat-free product I don't like because fat-free product contains lysolecithin. We have lecithin, which is fat, most important, most consuming protein. And lecithin is, of course, it's a part of molecular. It's protein and part is fat, which is lipids. But when you see in a fat-free product or when you see in a low-fat product, basically what they use, they, again, do the same thing. They just cut molecule in half. They took fat away, the part fat, and they use only protein, which is named lysolecithin. And lysolecithin can come in our brain and destroy, basically make membranes of the brain cells, make them thicker. And contact between our brain cells, they don't have regular double wall of around the cells. Cell is more fragile because it's very thin membrane on the neurons, our brain cells or our nervous system cells. Why? Because they have to contact each other. because it's how electricity in our brain coming. It's how everywhere, it's what we feel. It's, they have to be very sensitive. They actually the most longer living cells, but they have to be sensitive. They have to send each other signals. It's how we thinking, we moving, we talking. It's all because of this very thin membrane.
Mm-hmm.
So when we use light electricity, it's a build up thicker walls. And thicker walls mean this cell never will contact with the rest of them.
Never get contact with what?
Between each other. So they have to contact very deep,
right.
Very fast. So because signals coming all the time.
Right. I mean, that's how we function, right? So if your brain
exactly.
Starts sending the signal to the organs and tissues and cells in your body, you're not walking, you're not breathing, or you're not doing it well.
About, when you look at the fat-free product or low-fat product in the grocery aisle, Lana, on the back where they list the ingredients, does it say lysolecithin or does it say something else? Because I think you told me it says something else.
They sell a lot, but lysolecithin, they're not mentioned. They mention it as a cosmetic product.
How do I
you
spell
can
it?
Lysolecithin. But you don't see the fat-free sour cream has a lysolecithin, but it does.
I'll have to look it up how to smell it, but I'll give it to you in just a second.
Lysolecithin, it's already destroyed lecithin. But for brain cells, healthy brain cells building, for the membrane building, you have to have a good one. You don't have to have some already was kind of process.
So is it lysolecithin is lysolecithin? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So lysolecithin is basically lecithin, which is already half molecule, half protein, half, but fat was removed. And it's not good for building healthy cell wall, cell membrane, especially for the neurons. That's why I never buy product fat-free or...
So the fat-free has the lysolecithin in it.
Exactly. The fat-free product or low-fat product has it. How you can recognize? If you turn normal, natural sour cream and look at the ingredient, it says toxic milk and enzymes. Nothing else.
People realize the importance of enzymes. Can I pause you for a minute? Because enzymes are critical. Enzymes are breaking down that food. And so every time we're extracting the stuff and making it fat-free, right, are they getting as many enzymes either?
No. Enzymes, what they do milk sour. It's how sour cream going. But if you have if you turn around jar of fat-free sour cream, you will have 5 lines of the product inside. Ingredients. 5 lines.
Means
they put a lot of stuff in it, which doesn't have to be there in the beginning.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying when we pull out the fat, let's say from sour cream, but you say, I don't understand the 5 lines. What's the 5 lines?
Guam grains, they have to be some probably some, they put some thickeners in it. They put something to it. It's supposed to be taste like normal sour cream.
They're replacing it and they're making it allopathic.
Exactly, yeah.
Right,
so,
and that's why I only I try to buy a whole food and in its purest form. You know, one of the biggest lessons I had was about salt. It was early on in my health journey and the doctor who I worked for, his functional medicine doctor, who I worked for, and he was training me and whatever, he said, you always want to get things in its purest form, as close to nature as you can get it. And so I had a container of salt sense. And I don't know if you're familiar with salt sense, but it's supposed to be a better salt. It's marketed to be a better salt for you. And I'm walking down the aisle, and I'm looking for salt sense, and I hear Dr. Danny's voice back in my head going, it's really not that close to nature, is it? And that's when I went with Celtic sea salt, right?
Yeah,
or deep Himalayan. I use both actually together and the black lava salt, all three in one container. Mm-hmm. But when we start messing with what God created, it's not going to end well.
I mean,
the body doesn't process the synthetic, you know, the emulsifiers or whatever the things that they put in to replace that fat or any other scenario. The body doesn't process those synthetics and they store it in your fat cells, which is, by the way, again, your brain. I mean, it's multiple parts of your body, but we want to talk about how this is all impacting your brain health. Do you want to share or?
Yeah, well, first of all, again, unfortunately, sometimes body process what we give it to them. And it make absolutely, it will not happen fast, but eventually we will have wrong cells. Mm-hmm. We will have wrong cells, which is, we know exactly how it leads to autoimmunity disease like Alzheimer's, or it's coming to the another autoimmunity disease, which is cancer. But when we find out that it's too late to change something, we have to immediately have to treat it. But in beginning, better if we don't have it. So wrong food can process wrong cells. It will be a result of the processing wrong food. And these wrong cells can kill us eventually.
Yeah. And I'm just going to go on the record saying that even if you find out that you have cancer or Alzheimer's, depending on the stage, you can reverse it. There's a protocol called the Bredesen protocol for Alzheimer's. And there's the truth about cancer. I mean, I've seen many people reverse this. So,
well, okay, it's possible, but the best way is protected before to have it. And it still will be every day work, hard work. Yeah.
I'm with you 150%. Don't do the bad things to begin with. However, so many people have been given misinformation and they don't know what they don't know. So, but what I want to make sure they understand is that even if you have a disease, you have the ability to, you know, eliminate that disease from your physical and spiritual body, right? And your mental body. And all disease starts with your thought. You know, I mean, I know some people who, quite frankly, eat like crap, smoke and drink, and they're disease free because they're really happy. Because they're really happy, you know.
They're positive people.
What?
They're positive people.
Yeah. So the power of positivity is really amazing. But for the rest of us shits who get, you know, cranky, what are the options there?
Take CBD.
Yeah. So tell us about how CBD maximizes your brain health.
Well, let me show, just I will try to show you it in the kind of display. Let's imagine that this is a cell.
Okay.
This is a cell. When something happens, like some bad environment, bad thoughts, bad factor like gene factor or something, this CBD for some reason damage the cell.
Mm-hmm.
The cell is damaged.
Right.
Cell sends to how cell communicate, not only because they send to brain, the center of making decision, send cytokine, the short protein, which say, hello, SOS, I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
And brain start to heal. Brain brings more food there, oxygen there, everything there to give this cell treatment. And it gives the treatment. See? This is the treatment.
Band-aid.
Yeah, Band-aid. And Band-aid cover this cell, and this cell eventually can survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surviving cell. But it's already damaged. So cell surviving cells start to produce only damaged cell because DNA already broken.
Mm-hmm.
So when DNA broken, it will be big division of the different cells have the same mutation inside the DNA and produce the same cells. And next time it will be damaged, it will be the same thing. So people, when they, like example, people who smoke tobacco, they day after day, they produce bad cells because tobacco can broken cell DNA. It's a cancerogen. So it eventually can bring the big division of the cells, which can start cancer, lung cancer, for example. So it's how it's working. But we still have immunity system. And immunity system, our cells, T cells, they're supposed to catch this cell, eat it, and basically throw it away. But if we have stress, if we have different life, if we have a lot of wrong environment, if we have age, the T cells not working everywhere. It means army of our immunity system is getting down. Who will support us? Who will kill this cell? Don't let this cell make another cell mutate to CBD. How it's working? It's working very simple. First of all, CBD molecule. Don't let this cell send this cytokine. So it doesn't let it go. CBD stop this process.
How does it stop the process?
Yeah, so the cell cannot have a help from brain. Second, CBD tells the cell suicide.
The CBD tells the cell suicide?
Exactly, because CBD fail. CBD try to sell. Damaged cell, not every cell, only damaged cell. Suicide. Which is called apoptotic effect.
Yeah, epigenetic. Adaptosis.
Yeah. So it means self-cleaning. So the damaged cells, instead of multiply and make more damaged cells, they're supposed to die.
No more to understand, Lana explained that the CBD can sense the pressure inside the cell, and that's how it identifies.
Exactly.
Damaged cells versus healthy cells. That's how it reacts to them.
Yeah. CBD cannot damage good cells, only bad cells. It's not damaging. It's basically taking, say, cells die. Because what's wrong with the cancer cells?
Well,
they forgot damaged. How to die.
So I brought up a screen here for people to look at, and it's showing, the process of apoptosis. And here we go. Programmed cell death. So faulty enzymes must be digested or they can be incorporated in other cells. And then it says scavenger cells digest the apoptotic, I can't say it,
apoptotic.
Apoptotic.
Hard word.
Say it three times fast.
So it's how CBD stop cancer cells, and the same way I'll show you exactly how it's working Alzheimer. We take another cell, let's say it's brain cell.
Okay.
So what happens after some damages, this cell, like we have too much fat-free food or we have some kind of poison, or some preservatives in our cosmetic or something, and it starts to produce myeloid protein instead of good one. So instead of have healthy membrane, this cell starts to produce more myeloid membrane, which is
a myeloid membrane. So how do I spell myeloid membrane? I know how to spell
myeloid. Let me find out how it's spelled.
Myeloid membrane. Got it, I think.
No, myeloid.
Myeloid protein.
I got
it. Yeah, myeloid protein. What exactly wrong with membrane? Eventually, if people can make MRI of their
completely damaged brain, especially for people who are dying from Alzheimer's, they see this white cluster. That's why I use this mesh as a white, because it's myeloid look like white on the MRI. Mm-hmm. So we have one. Again, cells start to sell, still possible to sell brain. Oh, help me, help me, help me. This is telegram for SOS. Brain sends more oxygen again, more food or something. But because of inflammation non-stop, we have another myeloid line. We have another myeloid line. And
so instead of helping, it's hurting.
Yeah. What you can see, it's no cell anymore.
It's still being covered up so it can't communicate to the rest of the body and do its work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So when we
it's
have
a great
millions of
the
cell,
honey. It's a great yeah. demo. Yeah.
When we have millions of the cell, brain stop the functioning. And the people die from Alzheimer's. It's possible. So what do the same process with we're talking about CBD, how it's working. Actually, CBD works better in brain than it's working like THC working. They both can work, but CBD better. So they cut again. The CBD molecule can cut and don't let the brain cells send SOS signal. So it will not communicate with the rest of the stuff.
Now, is any of this on your website by chance?
There are articles and videos at cbdaxiom.com that, you know, where I talk about the process. It doesn't have this demo that Lana is doing right now, but eventually we will do a video with this demo. This is kind of new, something new that Lana is doing, so we definitely will include it on our website. But there's some information there already.
Yeah, I try to explain process when people visualize it, it's better for them to remember. So this process is wrong for us, but it's not only that. This is another way how, because remember, they communicate between each other very fast. Let's imagine that our brain is a crowd in a huge building. Crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Millions of the people staying there. In one of the brain cells, is a person who starts to panic. It's a fire, it's a fire, it's a fire. Run away. What happened with the crowd?
The stampede.
Mm-hmm.
People, what happened with the people? People start to run. Somebody will be smashed on the walls. Somebody will be completely destroyed by the people running over them. Some people break the legs and everything else. That's why this process of Alzheimer's is very fast growing because we have some cells who start to panic. So,
oh, yeah, and when you're in that state of panic.
It's all crowd dying, but it's not true.
Well, but if you're in that state of panic, which is fight or flight, and your cells are in that state of panic, fight or flight, the body can't heal. It has to be in a state of rest and digest.
Exactly. That's why environment of the brain is very important. That's why any panic cell has to die before it will be millions of the cells around will die by the panic. You know, if you start to scream fire in a crowd, it will be no fire, even if it will be no fire or it will be small fire. It will be more people who will die from just panic.
Fear is deadly. Yeah, no, I get you. Fear, and actually, I want to hone in on that, and then we have to go to commercial. So let me show you something. So it's David Hawkins' Map of Consciousness. Okay. So let me show you this. Here it is. Okay. So let's hone in on really a lot of what causes cancer. And this is Map of Consciousness developed by David R. Hawkins. And fear is a survival paradigm. And it's at the lowest, you know, actually it's second to the lowest, but it's at 100.
shame and humiliation and guilt and apathy and grief are, you know, starting at 20 to 75. And in order to have good health, right, and to vibrate high, we need to start it. We have to be at like 600, right? Now, but to get to 600, which you really want to be around the 1,000, which is 700 to 1,000, which is enlightenment, we have to release anger. We have to release fear, release grief, apathy, guilt, and shame. We have to bring on courage, right, and rise up and operate with forgiveness for yourself and others. I'm going to say yes for others, but really for yourself, because when you don't forgive yourself, you're judging others. And, you know, but if this is all, these are your cells. This is a vibration of yourself. So, you know, there's the science side of it. These are both science, but they're all approaching science in a different way, right? To help people understand what's happening to your body when you're in that stampede mode, that fear mode.
That's a great example. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I mean, so was yours. But I want people to look at it in all different ways. And, you know, some people are more, like I try to make sure in my teaching that I teach in multiple ways so that whoever is listening can get what's being said, because we all receive information differently, mm-hmm. right? So it looks like we have a couple comments. So Naima says, very good analogy. It really helps us visualize this. Yeah, really. Thank you. And then Zelda from the HLN TV show, Higher Learning Network. Society programs us with fear 24/7 on all the major networks. Fear keeps you in a place where you don't want to be longer than what you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm okay if you have fear. I'm just saying recognize it quickly and get rid of it and stand in your power.
There was a program about what is stronger than fear that I was listening to, and there were several things mentioned there. Some is joy, and then somebody even mentioned anger is stronger than fear. And
well,
I guess
let me show you the chart again. Watch. So let me show you that chart again, because
right. Then this is a vibration, but an emotion that can help you conquer fear, and joy was definitely one of the one of the major ones.
Well, look where joy is at. It's all the way at the top of the spiritual mm-hmm. paradigm.
Right.
That's at 540. Fear is at 100. So anything over fear, even desire, is better than fear.
Yeah,
anger
easy. You can
is
me.
Better than fear. Not really, but I mean, you get my point.
Right.
I mean, it's higher on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the concept and thought form about fear and anger. Fear and grief, right? They're closely related. You know, I didn't know why I brought these. Okay, so I'm going to show something. Hold on. So this is Consol essential oil. And Consol, let me unblock Lana's face. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute, because we want to be able to see you. So banner, and we lose that. So this is Consol essential oil. So when I work with people, the first thing I do is I give them Consol. And the reason is because it allows them to handle their grief, which is in the survival paradigm, it's a 75. So this takes the brain out of fight or flight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's up next is, and this is how we process information, next is anger. So then I give them forgive, because they're having to release the fear. Then you release the anger. And then all you're doing is rubbing the palm of your hand and breathing it in. And then peace is where? Peace is at 600. So what I do, and I know I'm skipping a few, which I skipped it all my life or all my life while I was using oils. I go to peace and you bring that in and it raises your vibration like this. And so, but you can't, I think it's harder to raise your vibration with just going straight to peace if you're grieving the loss of something or angry at yourself. You know, these are things that need to be addressed. And so I use aromatherapy for that, but I also use that in conjunction with CBD, you know, because I think it also, I think taking, I'm a very big fan of a multimodal approach that it's not like, oh, you just do this one thing and it's going to work. Sorry, it's not that way. It's like your body.
It's a complex approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason is it's your body is complex, right? And it's like, I love it, not really, when someone says to me, well, I just want to try the one thing. Well, okay, but you didn't get the way you are because you did one thing, right? You got the way that you are because you're breathing toxins in the ear, drinking it in your water, consuming it with your food, putting it all over your face with your makeup or your skincare, you know. So you're going to need to do multiple things to reverse the crap that you got, right?
Well, that's also where fear, I think, comes to play a big role. It's so all-encompassing that sometimes people are afraid to help themselves. They're just afraid of any kind of change. They're in a state of stasis of some sort, and moving anywhere seems to be too fearful. So sometimes even one thing can kind of open us to the next way of doing things and maybe to the next step in that journey. So I think any kind of, even one step is better than no step at all. So sometimes, you know, we have people that are like, well, I just want to try this one product. And I'm like, anything, you know, anything to help you start that first step. And then we'll see what you get, you know, once you get rid of that fear.
Right. And so, yeah, I think, I'm just hearing this, sorry. This is what I think and what they want me to say. Fear will destroy your inner light. And God didn't make us to walk the earth in fear. He said, walk with me. He said, walk with me. Have no fear. And
I said.
Right. And I mean. So, yeah. And he... or she, whatever, it doesn't matter. He says, when you walk with me, you can feel me by your side, and then you don't have to have the fear. Because people, fear will kill you. And don't get me wrong, I was fearful when I had that situation with my brain and my liver and my kidneys. I was actually more angry. I was angry at myself for not realizing. I mean, I had neutralized all this crap against that wall. And to think that there's anything that can neutralize 15 smart meters was just stupid on my part. I'm sorry, you don't neutralize 15 smart meters. You take them off the wall or you move. Choose, right? And so that's why I was mad at myself. Like, I think my higher self knew better, and I didn't really listen. And so I had to get out of the anger and into self-love and self-acceptance. And so when you're making mistakes, which we all do, we can shift our thinking from I made a mistake to it's a lesson, and now I get to go teach others. You know,
that's
and so
profound.
Yeah, and you have love around that, right? And so if we can do that one thing, stop making ourselves wrong for our mishaps and look at them as lessons so we can teach others and grow others in the space. I mean, look, Lana, you could be all pissy. You could be angry about what happened to you. You could have taken on all this low vibration shit, and you didn't. What you did was use the experience to educate others, create a product,
help other women, help other men. And, you know, that to me is transformational thinking. You are transformational. You're not just transforming your life. You're transforming lives of the world. And so thank you for what you do. Really, because it's huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got that. Okay, so I went into your field. I'm like, are you receiving that? So,
well, let me tell the fourth point, how CBD working for us. I already just for resume. CBD stopped to send SOS for the bad cells, for the damaged cells from the cancer cells, stopped to send this SOS and body stopped to help them to survive. Body wants them to die because it's only one way to clean up the system. So this is what CBD is doing. CBD makes different pressures and help cell suicide, which is supposed to do itself and help to clean the system. CBD stops the panic. Stops the panic between the cells and basically helps cells stay in the same, the healthy cells. Divisions stay in the problem, without problem, without panic. It's what CBD is doing. But it's fourth one. It's fourth reason how it helps. Can we imagine a huge hotel, huge, millions of the rooms in this hotel. And this hotel, some of the rooms never been open or haven't been open for years. Mm-hmm. But you got this room, you come inside, what you feel first? Air is not fresh, maybe some mold inside. So nobody clean it for years, since nobody living there for years. What CBD molecule does in that case? Open the door. It's not coming inside. It's open the door and let the kind of, first of all, some cleaning lady come inside and clean. In some cases, it's let the fresh air come inside and kind of refresh the room.
Are you referring to the blood-brain barrier?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But it's how it's working. Mm-hmm. It does help the clean, never open cells. Cells, we have a lot of, not dead cells, we have a lot of sleeping cells.
Mm-hmm.
They sleep because they're not coming inside, they don't communicate with the rest of the staff, they don't do anything for us. But this will help to these cells come back in the line.
Okay.
So it's a fresh rooms, refreshing rooms, which is anybody can inside and just, you know, it's, people can be inside. It's like I said, it's a hotel with a lot of rooms, but some rooms never been used or haven't been used for a long time. CBD helps. It make us not only, it's actually protect us from some autoimmunity disease. It's for protection and it protects us from the cancer, but it's also what it's also doing. It's make us younger.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's bringing homeostasis to the cell. Would you agree?
It's make us younger too. It's how we're getting young.
Yeah, but can I back up? I feel like CBD brings homeostasis, calm, serenity to the cells, allowing
exactly.
them the ability to release what you don't need, you know, release the bad cells or release the defect in that one cell until it can live, or if it's that bad off, it has to go. and when you are in a state, when it's putting your body in a state of homeostasis, your body, it's not really the CBD doing it anymore. It just allows your body to function in the way
right.
it's supposed to function.
Exactly.
So, and that's exactly. what I think that people need to understand. CBD, and forgive me if this goes against your grain, but CBD is not curing you, okay? it's allowing your body to operate at its full potential to do what it does. It's the conduit so that your body can, you know, thrive.
Exactly. Again, if you're talking analogy of hotel, what CBD doing? Open the doors. Open the doors, all this room, and let the hotel function in the right way. Our body has a lot of system to protect us and self-cleaning system, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All it needs to be, it needs to be activated, because very often through the life, we don't use this activation system, as just body doesn't have time for it.
Nope.
So CBD, remind the body, clean yourself, refresh yourself, do like you're supposed to do, because the mechanism already in it. All it needs to be like, if you have a right clock, and all you need to do, you need to put the key, and turn it on, and it will work.
Yeah, and Chris says, you know, CBD provides the assistance that the body needs, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
exactly.
And that's what really people need to understand about plant-based healing, is that, first of all, for me, I'm not talking for anybody else, I promote plant-based healing, but I eat meat, okay? Not a vegetarian or vegan, but when I want to heal, I go to plants, whole plants that assist my body. And that's the beauty, because I don't know that there's, I mean, you got to think about, why was this not made available to us for so long? I mean, A, follow the money trail, and B, because it works and it disrupts the current medical model. So just saying. So marinate on that for a moment. I'm going to go to commercials because we missed the last half hour commercial. We're trying to go, but we just got into it, which is fine.
You're having too much fun.
We are having too much fun. I love it. And so we'll go and do a couple commercials. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. So in the couple minutes of doing commercial, you can either watch them, which they're cool, or you can go get yourself a cup of Joe, go potty, but come on back because we want to see you. Okay, just saying. Don't leave us. I'll have separation anxiety, just telling you.
Jody Susan of Tucson Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2013. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers the psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on two things, toxic-free living and a connection to our brain health. Tucson Essentials, re-engineered with Health Bugs Hunt, with a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, Cell Care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And I just want to say before we move forward on our topic, this is a daily show, meaning the Female Solution is on blogtalkradio.com and then / the Female Solution. And we have many hosts. So Monday we have Zelda, myself today. We have Naima Latif, who is our executive producer. She's on Wednesday. We have Soulful Solutions. We have Dr. Debbie Green, Vieta Robinson, Deborah Smith. So there's always someone to hear on Blog Talk Radio through the Female Solution. And I encourage you to follow the Female Solution so that you can absorb the wisdom from all the other hosts, actually. Because they're all
fun and beautiful crowd, sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I really like the ladies that I'm with. They're just easy for me. You know, they may not be easy for others, but they're definitely easy for me, you know, because we all kind of, we're a little bit cut from the same apple, so.
Well, speaking of beautiful ladies, I wanted to kind of mention another little thing that CBD can help you with, and it's both sleep and beauty. Mm-hmm. And I guess sleep is essential to beauty, because who can look beautiful when you have slept maybe three hours in the night and then have to put makeup on? You know, nobody likes doing that. So that's one of the things that most actually of our clients are complaining about, is poor sleep and what it's doing, wreaking havoc to their health. Oh, okay. So we have Chris saying, any ideas about CBD and water retention? Lana, you want to address that?
Most CBD which you consume, it's oil based, and as everybody knows, oil not mixed with water. They kind of live parallel. Water itself is a good base of our body. If you look in our body, it's almost 70% of we have water in our body, and it's almost 70%. If you look in your aquarium, you can see the walls, and you have water inside. It's 90%, different from the 20% probably. But we still look like we are solid. And it's only 30%. Yeah, it's because we have very strong connection tissues. We know its name is collagen. It's built from collagen, strictly collagen. And if collagen is strong, that's why we look like we are body, but not the aquarium. CBD working in the oil base. And if you look in our body, we have oil, we have fat, lipids, and they are everywhere. And a lot of people try to kind of like get rid of it, which is not always right. It's supposed to be right amount. When it's too much, it's bad. But when it's too low, it's bad too. We cannot live without lipids. It's energy. It's the kind of, it's like our energy station.
So what would you recommend then for somebody with a water retention problem? I mean, what kind of diuretic, like a green tea or?
Yeah, green tea working this way, coffee working this way. If they have water retention, all they need, CBD can help with it only to make our cells function right.
So let me just say this. Number one, as a medical intuitive, and I know who Chris is, and I bought in. Chris, what you have is a food sensitivity.
And so that's why you're retaining water weight, because your body's becoming inflamed when you're eating either, they're saying, a toxin there's some sort of toxin that you're being exposed to, and or there's a food sensitivity, and they're screaming at me apples, which means that one of your food sensitivity is an apple.
Skincare too. I'm sorry to interrupt, but a lot of toxins can enter your body through the skincare that you don't realize. There are, you know, many different brands, just working for years in cosmetic fields, even organic skincare. Sometimes you look at the ingredients and it has all kinds of preservatives and things like that. So you just have to figure out what you are reacting to.
Yeah. And if you, you know, are in a situation where you don't want to put that cost of new skincare into your budget, that's okay, but just don't use the stuff that you have, right? So you have to start that. And she's saying, this isn't you. You're not having water retention. I hear that you are. Maybe you don't recognize it.
Good morning. Thank you for all the messages, by the way. It's amazing to see it. I love the interaction.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, Jen Chun, is going to be joining my show as well. She's does divine intervention like I do. And I explained to her that this show is really about engaging other people, right? We want people to talk. We want people to call in. We want people to share their thoughts on this show so that, you know, we can support you, you know, for the 2 hours that we're here. So now Chris is saying, so much water, they're in cardiac arrest range.
Did we check the kidneys? Normally, when there's so much water, it's kidney start to dysfunction.
Yeah, and I would look at activated charcoal, because whatever is causing that inflammation has to be pulled out, and activated charcoal is a really good resource for that. But then what I'm hearing is this person's extremely mineral deficient. And so, you got to do the activated charcoal, but I'm just actually, hold on a second. They're telling me for most people that's fine. They're saying for this person, you could do it, but because this person's so mineral deficient, activated charcoal, which is going to pull everything out of their body, isn't going to be helpful, because they don't have like a leg to stand on. So I would, I'm hearing IV, nutrients, like up the nutrients and allow the body to start processing. The person is so nutrient deficient. That person is like me, was heavily exposed to electromagnetic frequencies. What you ladies don't realize, because you weren't part of that last show, is Andrew, my husband, was also being negatively impacted. So he used to give plasma, and they measure your protein levels, and it has to be over 6.0 to be able to donate plasma or, you know, whatever. And he and I eat a lot of protein. I mean, we have vegan protein. We put it in our smoothies. We put it into our dandelion coffee. We eat a lot of protein to, you know, support our body. He couldn't get his protein levels up at an 80 acceptable level because his body was so radiated that it stopped absorbing the minerals and the protein into his bloodstream and into his body. And so as soon as we moved out, and like a week after, he went back just to test it, like, and it went up to from 5.9 to 7.3 in a week, which he wasn't able to do that before for months. So I think that people need to really look at what is the impact of these frequencies on our body and how is it causing inflammation? Why is it causing inflammation? And why can't our body retain the proteins and minerals and things that it needs, you know? And going back to CBD, I think while CBD may not be the thing for water retention, but it will be great for cell health.
And so this person would probably benefit. They're telling me absolutely the person would benefit from CBD.
Lana, you were telling me something about the CBD and the connection to the heart. I don't remember when it was, but didn't you mention something about that?
Yeah, well, CBD connect very, very close. You have to remember, heart is the most working organ in our body. It's supposed to be sending blood all over around. It's 3.5 liters of the blood has to go every 4 minutes through the body. Energy for this heart, and actually right functioning all the muscles. It's not one muscle. It's actually a group of muscles. They're supposed to work right. If they're working slightly different, especially when it's getting tired, heart is working sometimes slow, heart working overreacted, heart working too hard, happens something. It's always affect all body. It's just like, you know, it's like matter in our car. Try to drive without matter, it's impossible. So CBD helps to balance all these muscles working right. Like I say, CBD is not exactly the medicine. CBD is supposed to remind our cells, and it's only cells level, working right. So for people who has a heart problem, CBD can help different ways too. It's reduce the stress, reduce
inflammation,
reduce stress, and help cells function right.
Yeah, and I think people really need to understand how dangerous inflammation is and stress.
Yeah.
When I'm speaking at the Holistic Lifestyle Conference, and actually I'd like to show that. I'll try to get that up on the screen so people can, pipe into this conference if you know they're called to do so. But my topic for this event is shifting your mindset to reclaim your health, lose the stress, right? And actually I just found it was on my desktop, lucky me. Here we go. So of course it's a much younger picture of me, but that's what I had. So
great.
But if you are, not managing your stress, right? That's, in my opinion, root cause of all disease. Stress begets inflammation. Because inflammation's here, it's also a good thing. I had inflammation of my brain. Well, I had gotten rid of the tumors, but I still had inflammation because that inflammation was protecting my brain until I got out of that environment and got into a safe environment. And after like 2-3 days of being in a safe environment, the inflammation, I'm less stressed, the inflammation goes away. So if you're not handling your stress, if you're not handling how you react to things or how your body reacts to things, or if you're like me, you had to get out of the environment because it's just too dangerous, you need to be able to assess your situation, like your environment, and have self-awareness about what's you and what's someone else or what's the environment, and start making some hard choices, which we had to do quickly. And so we're, it's important to do the self-assessment and start looking at these things and stop doing things the old-fashioned way. And taking it back to CBD, CBD is really great for putting your body in homeostasis and losing the stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
do you want to talk about how to take CBD properly? I mean, we've discussed how it's supposed to be formulated, what it's good for, but I think a lot of problems happen when people start first taking it sometimes not properly, not the way their body demands it, and then they kind of lose that momentum and lose hope once it doesn't work right away. So, Lana, do you want to cover?
Yeah, this is really important. Yeah. A lot of time I hear that, oh, you're taking CBD, you don't feel anything. You have to feel it. You have to feel what CBD is doing for you. Normally, I recommend people start with, because you never know what you got, how activated is your CBD in your bottle. All you do, you start with one drop under the tongue. Don't be rushed. Do it three nights in a row. One drop, one drop, one drop. Why we need to do it? We have some people in our customers who has to have only one drop. They're very sensitive. It's enough for them. If it's not working, you come in a second drop. It will be the fourth night, it will be second drop, two drops. The fifth and sixth will be the same. It will be two drops and two drops. If it's not working, you're coming up on three drops, and three nights in a row you're taking three drops under the tongue till you find your own drops. We are all different. It cannot be the same amount for everybody. It can be different. We have people staying on 12 drops under the tongue. We have people who staying on one drop under the tongue. One lady told me, she is studying in college, she say, when I have test next day, I took two drops, but normally I have one.
And of course, that depends on the concentration of your product.
Exactly.
And I'm going to take this a step further, and I think I might do a class on it, which would be like an hour, and I'll probably do it for like $60. I can teach people, first of all, Lana, your direction is awesome. One drop, because people don't know. And you and Olga, very smart. We don't know the concentration, but God does. And so I teach people how to use their body as a pendulum, and you can muscle test, because I think it's fair to say maybe Monday night I need a drop, maybe Thursday night I needed four, maybe Saturday night I needed two. And so you can use your body as a pendulum and muscle test, okay, so you know exactly how much to take for yourself that day. I could do a class just on that because we, oops, knocked off my necklace, because we need to be able to manage our own health, not give our power away, right, so that we can access source energy to understand what is best and what is for our highest good. But I think that if you're not able to muscle test and you're not able to take a class, go with what Lana and Olga are saying, because it's very, very
important. It's important to understand, how do you know that you've reached your drop level that's correct for you at that moment in time? And usually you will feel the sense of calm. You will be focused, but not stressed, and not, you know, you just have a feeling of well-being. You are calm, you are
homeostasis.
Right.
Angela wants to come up, so I need to go get her. Hold on.
So you're not sleepy, you're not having weird dreams, but you feel balanced. If you're driving a car, you're focused, you don't have road rage. That's actually very helpful with that, I'm going to tell you right now. And you sleep, I call it like a rock, I guess. You just, you know, you wake up.
Yeah, you have to sleep without any dreams. It has to be good, deep sleep. You wake up, you have restful. This is your drop.
Dreams.
3, 5, 7, it will be just basically, if you start to sleep and you feel, and you have long, long dreams, kind of deep dreams, not nightmares, but real dreams. It means you're overtaken. You have to drop one drop down. It's the first sign that you overtaken it, when you have your kind of busy dreams, weird dreams. And some people thinking more the best, it's not. It's not the best. It's your own amount. That's why the people sometimes, they don't know how to take it. They take it half of spoon, and they say, oh, I was feeling so
much. Yeah.
Too much. too much is not good either. It's not bad. It's not just to make for you bad. Actually, CBD so far haven't been found side effects at all. And believe me, it's checking all the time. It's been 6,000 something studies. They wanted to find something wrong with it. They didn't.
We always say a night, next night, but it doesn't mean that you can't take it in the morning either. For example, if you have, you know, you tend to have road rage like I used to do. Well, sometimes a drop of CBD.
Have not all had road rage at some point in time? I mean, like, sorry.
Like, So, yeah, it's very helpful. And if you tend to, if you have an important meeting or something like that, and you just want to make sure that everything goes smoothly for you, you know, take that drop and you'll feel a lot calmer. But, of course, you know, you want to test it before the big day so there's no surprises on how your body reacts to it. So.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is, for the first time, don't try it before you drive, right?
That's right, yeah. Or before your boss comes to visit you the next morning, you know, don't do that.
Well, and the thing is, a little bit goes a long way. And I don't know, I think this would work too, simply because I know how the brain works. But if they were trying to find calm, you could actually just rub it in the palm of your hand and breathe it in through your nose.
That's wonderful because your skin absorbs the oil that you put on your body, and actually that's how our skincare works. If somebody cannot take it under their tongue, you can actually use a face product with CBD, and Lana has found some interesting research that not only is it beneficial for your body, actually they're beneficial for your looks too. So,
well, yeah, but it's your looks and your brain. I mean, so it just makes your brain so much happier. And I used to think, when I started working in wellness, and this was in 2014, that taking oils internally was the best way to do it. And it's actually not. It's the best way to do it. Oh, she's kind of, she's so funny.
I love them. They're so
cute.
I know,
she's like, I love her, man.
And amazing. Helpful.
I know. She's amazing. But the best way to take any oil is through your nose, meaning inhalation, because it goes straight to your brain in 20 seconds, ow, and into your bloodstream in 30 seconds. Okay, what is it that you want to say? Because I know you made me go downstairs and get you. Got it. So... some people know, I think I've shared on the show before, Spagla is the reincarnation of my grandfather, Zadie. And he took his life when I was 7 because he had Parkinson's disease and he didn't want to be a burden to other people. And so what he is asking as Zadie was, is about CBD and Parkinson's disease. So how it impacts the innate nervous system. Is there something more than that or no? Yes. Okay. But you got to stop biting mommy. Oh, and nervousness. Got it. Anything else or not?
Important question.
So go ahead, either one of you.
The same lecture, I explained everything about Alzheimer's, the same as Parkinson. It's autoimmunity disease. It's CBD working with it very well. I mean, it helped a lot. For people with autoimmunity disease, can be anything from eczema to Alzheimer's, through the Parkinson's, through dementia, it's working the same way. Reduce inflammation, let cells work in the right way, stop panic, and give cells chance to either way heal itself or suicide. Bad cells. I'm talking about bad cells.
Well, what he is saying, or Spagla is saying right now, so I was listening to you and her at the same time, is she's saying, she if you're feeling so depressed because you have a disease, she says, don't give up hope. She goes, I gave up hope. It was 19, what year was it? 1970. I gave up hope. It was 1970. I didn't think I had any other options. And when we get to that point of despair, that's when, you know, we can't recover from that level of despair because he took his own life. But what she's saying is, we're not in 1970, we're in 2023. There are options. Do not give up hope. I want you to explore all options. You know, don't, you know, okay, what else? Ow, that's painful. What is else are you trying to say? You don't get to bite me anymore, okay?
He wants to get the message across, for sure.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Dolly? Hear my, she's saying, hear my words. She says, hear my words. That you got to have hope. And not only hope, but you have to take the proper action. Thank you. It's not just hope, she's saying. You got to take the proper action. And she wants me to make sure people know how to get in touch with you. So let me go to the banner.
So what did you mention, as I mentioned in the beginning, before we joined the audience, there is a code for the website.
Yes, I have that. Thank you.
Is a GP20. And the GP20 code will give you 20% off your entire order. GP actually, you know, originally stood for Golden Fae. We were only giving a discount to our Golden Fae clients. But, you know, since we're here now, I'm going to go ahead and mention the code. It doesn't have expiration date. So it's not that you have to rush there now and start. But at some point, you know, if you do decide to check out our website, do be sure to use it.
Yeah, and so that's scrolling at the bottom, GP20 for 20% off the entire order. We do have a caller, but we'll take the caller. So it's, you know, Axiom, and actually the website is cbdaxiom.com, okay? And then if you want to email service at AA, is it
AAF Axiom?
It is AAF.
Right, right.
Okay, I thought
maybe our umbrella company for that website.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the phone number is 404-454-0940. And then we'll take this caller. I'm sure they have a question or a contribution. And that number is 312-671. So just give me a minute to get to that. Trying to get my mouse over there. Okay, hold on. There we go. All right, we're bringing you on. There we go. So welcome
okay.
to Self Solution Self-Self-Care. Who's calling?
Thank you. We are on Yashalom, Grand Rising. Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago, Illinois. My question is to your guest, is she open for a community collaboration with plumpfoundation.org, which we on the website too, and we're promoting nine days of the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington, which is, I would like for her to participate in our parade, which is going to be on April the 23rd, 2023 in Chicago, Illinois.
Send us an email at service@afaxiom.com, or, you know, if you want to hit us up on the website or call my number and we can talk about that, because I think that it was kind of hard to hear.
Okay. All right. Jody, I would like for you and her to call me at 312-671-2773 so we can get together on this community collaboration, and we can promote her and the Female Solution being the greatest radio TV station in the nation. Thank you.
Just the number again, 312-671-2773. Oh,
the one
displaced. Okay, I've got
yes.
it. Yeah,
I am Mayor Harold Lee Washington's spiritual business sign, and this is 101 year, which is a centennial year too, that we're promoting the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington Earth Day birthday. The campaign started on April the 15th, 2023, and going to April the 23rd, 2023. Thank you for listening to me and taking my call, Jody. We love you. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. And to whoever's mentioning the 10% code, the 10% code is for just signing up for the email. But if you do decide to check out and you're purchasing a product, in the coupon window, you will just put in GP20 as a coupon code. And at checkout, it's going to take off 20%. And if you have any more trouble, please give me a call at 404-454-0940, and I'll walk you through it.
Okay, and I'm just going to display that number again so that people, so Zelda.
Yeah, but the code needs to be put in the coupon window at checkout is what happens.
So the coupon window is where you put the code at checkout. Call Zelda, call 404-454-0940. And so I just want to thank you. You know, all, like, let me start with the listeners. I'm very grateful that you show up here every single week, that even though I had to stay off air for a month to do what I needed to do to reclaim my health and move, you came back. And so I'm very grateful for that. Lana and Olga, your commitment and your brilliance is so wonderful, and I'm excited that you take the time to share with my listeners and help them. Yeah, and help them learn that there's options other than, you know, Western medicine. And I'm not dissing Western medicine. I'm sure there's a reason for it for sometimes, but the truth of the matter is, plants came before Western medicine. So.
I think combination is key. There is a time for everything.
Integrative care is key. I promote integrative care. You know, I had a knee replacement. I wouldn't be able to walk if I didn't have it, right? So, and, you know, and until there's something that can allow me to do what I need to do, then that's, you know, I probably would have made the same decision. There's certain things I wouldn't have done, but that's a different story and a different show.
Absolutely. So, thank you for having us. We had a great time. Thank you, everybody, for participating.
Yeah, I had fun. I know Fagla and Tinkerbell had fun. I want to thank them. Fagla, come here, show the world your beautiful face. Thank you to Fagla.
Yeah, they're so cute. They're so smart, too.
They are so smart. And so Tinkerbell's a little shyer. But thank you to Fagla and Tinkerbell. And, you know, I don't even know what we have next week, to be honest. Oh, you know who we have next week is Dr. Steven Spencer. And, yeah, he's beyond brilliant. I think he's going to be talking about relationships. So, yeah, but I'll have to get that information and publish it. I'm running a little slow and a little behind the eight ball with all my projects and assignments. So keep a lookout when we publish, you know, and just save Tuesday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and we'll bring the wisdom and healing your way. All right?
Fantastic.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I am going to see if I can sign off this show. We'll get the thing going, and there we go.